Hi, welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. I'm Mark Graven. We're joined today by D. Lynn Kelly. Lynn is going to be presenting a webinar for us November 7th as part of our Continuous Improvement webinar series. It's titled, No More Flavor of the Month, Learn How to Deliver Sustainable Change. And that's going to be presented live again, Tuesday, November 7th, 1 o'clock Eastern. You can register for that by going to kinexus.com/webinars. You can look for a link in the show notes. And if you're watching or listening to this preview after November 7th, the recording will be available. So we encourage you, if you attend live, you'll be able to ask questions. So Lynn, thank you for joining us and doing this little preview here. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Congratulations. Again, I'll also mention on the publication of your book, Change Questions.
Thank you.
Very exciting times. Co-authored with John Shook, who I know John from the Lean Enterprise Institute and Toyota. So that book, Change Questions. Lynn, you know, before we talk about some of the content in the webinar, if you would, you know, tell us about your background, if you would.
Well, yeah, I spent most of my career in continuous improvement back when it was called TQM and all kinds of other names. My last two positions was I spent 12 years at Textron, and I was head of continuous improvement reporting to the chairman and CEO. And then I moved over to Union Pacific Railroad, where they wanted to think about what does continuous improvement and lean look like in the railroad, where you have 42,000 operating employees, rarely under a roof. That was a wonderful 8-year adventure. And the case study in the book comes out of my experiences there.
Yeah. Well, great opportunities to apply lean in a setting that's you know, kind of unusual or groundbreaking. And then to have a role. So, it was a previous role where you reported directly to the CEO?
Both roles. I reported to the, yeah.
That's got to be a great advantage. That's an opportunity a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, it is, because you're a voice at the table, you know, particularly at Union Pacific, where every decision was made by the whole leadership team. Mm-hmm. So you really had a lot of leverage in the organization. It was very helpful.
Yeah, I bet. So the webinar, No More Flavor of the Month, you mentioned, I mean, there's all these acronyms. TQM in some organizations was the flavor of the month. Sadly, lean might be a flavor of the month, whatever methodology. Sometimes organizations go through a lot of them, but delivering sustainable change, you know, is so important. So I love the framing and the title of the webinar. We're going to hear so much more in the session, but could you give us a bit of a preview of what you're going to talk about?
Absolutely. So let me back up to my Textron job. When I reported to the chairman and CEO, well, I had started at Textron originally as in Six Sigma lean and working in the factories, boots on the ground, steel-toed boots, everything, and moved up. And then with their, you know, lean, the Six Sigma side became a master black belt, then a VP of continuous improvement. But then when I started reporting to the CEO, he wanted just to call it operational excellence, and he wanted to do all kinds of improvements. So now I was responsible for implementing change in 32 different countries, all those different languages, in engineering, manufacturing, supply chain, and quality. And some of them were not a continuous improvement activity officially, like a lean or something like that. It was just change. Mm-hmm. So we're going to roll out a supplier portal to everyone. Change. Yeah. Right. And then I started realizing, this is my failure rate is pretty high. And then I researched what the average failure rate was. And I thought, well, I kind of industry average, but it's still not good. And every time I failed, I researched what I could have done differently. Mm-hmm. And I ended up with a list of questions that I had asked myself before every change, because when I asked it and answered it, I could mitigate the risk of failure. And I saw the retention rate and the sustainment rate and the success go up, up, up. So that's the whole story behind this. And then John and I wrote this book together because he had a similar list. And when we put them together, it's very robust. And we just want to, you know, share this because I love the methodologies that are out there on change. Uh-huh. But the thing is, usually there are step one, step two. And my thought is every change is different. So you don't have to do the same, you know, rigorous eight, six, whatever steps, you can look at the questions. And when you answer the ones that are appropriate for your change, then you end up with a lean approach in its true sense. You don't overproduce and you don't underproduce. Hopefully it's just right. And we just want to share that with everyone.
Yeah. Well, I'm thankful for what, thankful in advance for what you will share during the webinar. I should have planned better. The copy of your book that I have, I think, is in the other room. I should have had it.
I don't have one here.
You don't have one? Oh, well, there's...
I'm in New York. I'm in a meeting. I borrowed a little office.
Yeah. But I encourage people to go check out the book. It's available now. Change questions. I love that approach. I think, you know, as you're saying, Lynn, instead of having this prescriptive, if you will, kind of cookbook methodology, asking questions, I think that'll resonate with people watching the webinar. How many of us try to lead by asking questions instead of giving answers? That seems to really line up with what you're saying.
Yeah, I agree. I really like the approach. It kind of resonates with me personally, and that the fact that it delivers results is even better. Yes.
Delivering results and sustainable results. So much more to learn in the webinar with Lynn. Again, that's titled No More Flavor of the Month, Learn How to Deliver Sustainable Change. Punctuation wise, there's an exclamation point there. I tried to make sure I wasn't reading it like a question mark.
Excellent.
Not a question,
job.
A statement. No More Flavor of the Month. You can learn how to deliver sustainable change through Lynn. The webinar, again, November 7th, 1 o'clock Eastern. Go to kinexus.com/webinars and check out the book co-authored with John Shook, Change Questions. So Lynn, thank you for doing this preview. Really excited, really looking forward to the webinar.
Thank you.